Morning watch. The divine dispensing of the divine trinity for the divine economy. Week 3. Living in the divine dispensing of the divine trinity by the law of the spirit of life in Romans 8. Friday. Related verses. Psalm 27:4-8. One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek. To dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in his temple. When you say, "Seek my face," to you my heart says, "Your face, O Jehovah, will I seek." John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Unceasingly pray. Psalm 62:7-8. On God my salvation and my glory depend. The rock of my strength, my refuge, is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge to us. Selah. Related reading. The first meaning of prayer is to absorb God. And the second meaning is to express God. These meanings are related. To express God means to let him speak, that is, to let God be expressed. Prayer is not our speaking or expressing ourselves. In Genesis 18, Abraham prayed for Lot and also for Sodom. However, the end of that chapter says, Jehovah went away as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham. Although it was Abraham who prayed, it was Jehovah who spoke. It was Jehovah who finished speaking and who expressed his intention. Real prayer is our coming to God and letting God speak and express himself, instead of speaking our own words and expressing ourselves. God speaks within us, and to pray is to repeat what he has spoken back to him. This is the principle of Psalm 27:8. Therefore, the words we utter in prayer are an expression of the speaking within us. Prayer is not our asking for something through speaking. It is our expressing what God has spoken within us. Hence, our prayer becomes God's expression. For example, we hear that the church needs to pray for a certain special meeting or for the revival of the church. Just as we begin to pray, we sense a word from the Lord telling us something concerning our inner condition and our situation. We should stop praying and forget about the revival of the church or the special meeting and follow the inner sense. If we sense the Lord's rebuke saying, "You are full of the flesh," we should say, "Lord, I am full of the flesh." There are times when we let God speak and we pray forth our inner sense. However, only a portion of our prayer is according to the inner expression, because we add many of our own cries. This is our being tempted to beseech God for something. Sometimes, instead of touching the inner sense, we ask God to do things according to what we think. Such prayers are vain. In Psalm 27:4, David did not say, "cry out," or "beseech," but "inquire." To inquire is to ask God. Abraham's prayer in Genesis 18 is a good example of inquiring. When God told Abraham that he would judge the sinful city of Sodom, Abraham said, "Will you indeed destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed destroy it?" We would have said, "God, you must save Sodom. There are 50 righteous men in the city. Hence, you must save them." Abraham did not pray in this way. Rather, he inquired about what God would do if there were 50 righteous men in the city, and what he would do if 45 were righteous. And God told Abraham what he would do. When Abraham inquired about 10 righteous men, God said, "I will not destroy it because of the 10. By this, Abraham understood God's intention. The best and most valuable prayer is not one in which we speak, but one in which God speaks. To cry out is to tell God the things of man, but to beseech is to beg for the things of God. The best prayer is to inquire. To inquire is to let God speak so that the words spoken are God speaking within man, God's expressions. In conclusion, to pray means to absorb God and to express Him. Every prayer should touch God and let Him pass through us and be expressed.